Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, man? It's your boy DJ That Nice, a.k.a. I'm not even going to say the a.k.a. I'm just going to say it's getting close to Friday, man. I can't wait. It is what it is, man. Shout out to everybody right now. You already know what it is, man. Let the Nice Radio Man give you exclusive interviews worldwide. You already know, man. A lot of stuff's going on out here. Got, the Queen Cat. Peterson on the line. I know she's right there. I know she is. I see her right there. But we're going to get into her because this is what it's about, her, on this interview right here. But before we do, give a lot of shout-outs to everybody that tuned in once again to BNC Music Group, LNL Films Productions, MP3 Wax, man. Make sure you go to mp3wax.com and get your exclusive news. Artists, if you want your stuff dropped on or your videos, everything, you already know, the number one source, man. Shout-out to it. Of course, shout-out to Good Time Cigarellos. Good Time Cigarellos, good time every time, man. You already know, you down in the Orlando area, man, make sure you hit me up, man, 704-448-3914, trying to stray around the city. Recently we had Miss Kitaboo. She was on the show. We had her down here. In the future, we're going to have more stuff. And also, real quick, man, shout out to all the producers that came out last night to the Sapphire Room. That Sapphire Room, it was pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to move around Orlando around here, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get more comfortable, you know, down here with Mickey Mouse a little bit, you know, even though I like Goofy a little bit more than Mickey Mouse, maybe because I'm Goofy. Maybe. I don't know. It is what it is, man. I'm over here tripping over my words. Still early. I guess you know what, too? I think it's because it's that Leo season, you know what I'm saying? I know it's Leo. Cat, can you hear me about that? You hear me talking about that Leo stuff? Or can you hear me? Hello? Hey, let me see. Let me see what's going on. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, there she go. Unless you hear me talk about the Leo stuff, you know.
I don't use it. No, Cancer, right. All day. I mean, it may be Leo season, but, you know, Cancer, we'll let y'all have it for right now. I mean, that's the thing to do. That's what we do, you know. We're just good-hearted people like that.
That's fine and dandy, but everybody knows the Leos always watch over the jungle. We make sure everybody's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. That's why I see, because watch when I hit you with this one. Are you okay? Are you doing okay today, Miss Cat?
I am awesome, actually.
See? You know what I'm saying? That's just a little analogy. But we're going to get to her in a few minutes. That's just an analogy. you know what I'm saying? Me representing the Leos. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's just that quick. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get to that a little bit later on. Real quick. Let's check out mp3wax.com and see what's going on in industry news. Before we get to Miss Cat, because, you know, excuse me, let me rewind that. Miss Queen Cat, you know, I don't know if anybody else called her Queen, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to call her Queen, but we'll get into the reason why.
I like that.
Listen, that's what we do. That's what Leos do. We don people, man. We don. No, I'm just playing. I'm just joking.
Really? Really?
Let me get to the That's
how you feel?
Yeah, you know, that's the leader thing, but anyway, mp3wax.com, we have 50 break makers over here. Rated number one. I have to have you rolling before, you know, we get into it. But mp3wax.com, we have 50 break records. Number one promotional service for major and independent artists. A lot of stuff's going on. You know, we're definitely about to get into, you know, a little bit more serious about stuff that's going on out here in the world. Basically on the site, man, make sure you check out, if you haven't checked out, Kevin Gates, No One, you know, Tyga, the Master Suite, basically talking about he came from nothing, you know, he's. And I guess in the video, I haven't checked it out. Yeah, I'll check it out after the show's over. But he goes from, you know, living basically like a bum and then just comes up in our mansion with the Master Suite. And, of course, you know, you got Meek Mills and Nicki Minaj and Chris Brown, all eyes on you video. It's pretty dope. They look genuine. Now, when I watch that, they look genuine in the video. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see how everything turns out. We'll see. You know, we'll see if they have the longevity of, you know, the Jay-Z and Beyonce because, you know, on the African-American side, we always try to compare, you know, your relationship to people. I don't know why, but it is what it is, man. So, but without further ado, Miss Queen, Cat Peterson, go ahead and introduce you. Excuse me, you know what? Matter of fact, before she does that, I'm going to say this. This is a person that pushes me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I feel like, man, you know what, not today. She'd be like, look, I got this energy for you. A prime example, 100 Cream, you know what I'm saying? Cream, shout out to Cream, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Carolina Kills, you know? I'm just going to leave it like that, you know what I'm saying? So, this is the lady right here. Once she opens her mouth, you're going to see why I'm talking, why I'm saying what I'm saying. That's all. But Ms. Cat, go ahead and just let the people know what you do. What? Well, I know you like you like a Jamaican like me a little bit. Half Jamaican, half Jamaican. You do a lot of wear a lot of hats. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, man. Stop talking.
Hey, I love Island people. I love Island people. But I'm Kat Peterson. I do a lot of different things as far as business wise. But the main thing I do, I work with independent and businesses. I build, brand, and promote businesses. So basically, I start from scratch with you, and then I go the extra mile to help businesses and independent artists get established, and also do fundraisers for cancer and
okay.
a wide range of things.
Yeah, I know. She does. She also, she forgot to tell you, she also will put the meme. Meme on you on the Facebook if you don't act right with the the Kermit the Frog. You already know she does that, If you don't, make sure.
Hey, Kermit's my dude. Kermit's my dude. Kermit's nosy as hell, but he's my dude.
That's what's up. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, upcoming events, we have a fundraiser for Miss Brandy Bonners for multiple sclerosis. So that's what we're doing in August. So it starts from August 1st through August 15th, and all proceeds will go to medical care for her.
She took you up like that and just dropped you down, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because now I got to get me, because she can listen, man. She can be like a tiger. Then at the end, she'll have you like, man, you know what? Go ahead, just go ahead and eat me, because I know I'm going to look like a piece of meat. Just go ahead and do that. Just devour me, because... You know, I tell you, man, listen, watch out for those cancers, man. But anyway, moving along to these questions real quick. Well, actually, go back to the news a little bit. A lot of stuff's going on in the news from politics, which I would really like to talk about, to the industry. You know, so basically, we're going to talk about a little bit of this stuff that's going on with my man Meek. My man Meek Mills and Drake and Meek Mills and Wayne. And I'm just going to say one statement, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say one statement, and I'm going to leave it alone. Then you can say if you want to elaborate or move on to the next thing. But my statement is, you know, I dissected everything. I sat back and I dissected it. See, what it is I think all the light-skinned people are mad at the dark-skinned people because, you know, this team dark-skinned, we winning now, you know what I'm saying? Because for a while it was light-skinned people, then it's dark-skinned people. So that's my perception, you know. But you can you can take it from there because that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say team dark-skinned because I'm on the dark-skinned side. That's it. That's all I got to say. So you take it from there, and that's it. Go ahead. You go. You're going.
Okay.
Go.
So Meek Mill and Drake. Of course, I'm a Drake fan. Meek Mill is an awesome guy, too. But when it comes to Meek Mill and Drake, I'm going to go with Drake because Drake is a dynamic. He's hot. And, I mean, everything Drake touches turns to gold. But I personally think the whole beef that Meek Mill started, I mean, that was petty as hell. I'm just going to go ahead and keep it 100 with you. That was unnecessary.
Right.
I really, when a man starts to, create drama, that's something a female would do. So I feel like if you're a man that creates drama, then you have female tendencies and you're acting like a female.
Okay.
And you're starting stuff, But I like to think Drake handled it, though.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you just – now we can't do it on the flip side because my mom said all the time to me, she tells me I'm the devil's advocate. So can I say that she – that you know, she's about to start laughing because you're not allowed to say something crazy. No, but seriously, do you think it's just Nicki Minaj just put it on Meek Mill too bad? Or she was like, listen, I'm about to whoop you. I'm about to – I can't reach out. I want to say You want me to keep it all the way 100 with you?
I think Meek Mill is starstruck with Nicki Minaj. He's probably never had a female that hot or that high up. So I think he's starstruck. That whole relationship doesn't even seem real to me. It seems something's fake about the relationship, and that's just Kat Peterson's opinion. But their relationship doesn't even.
So my thing is, I understand what you said, but I'm saying, do you think she put it on him in the bedroom? That's what I'm trying to say real quick. You think he just whipped
him? You already know.
She
ran circles around him and came back. So you already know.
You already know how that went down. See, I guess Drake was like, man, you know, I'm used to this. I'm used to this. And Meek Mills was like,
it was too much for me. Yeah.
you know, listen, man, Meek Mill, hey, listen, man, bro, I'm just playing, man. I'm just joking, you know, because I like both artists. I like all artists. I like anybody, especially in the African community, dude-wise, you know what I'm saying, you know, just doing their thing, you know, young artists coming up doing what they got to do. But, see, now, I remember back in the day, the beef and, you know, RP to both of these artists, you know, Pac and Biggie, when they was beefing, they was really beefing. They was lyrically, like, just going in. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't for no show. It was like, listen, I'm about to go in on you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? And then whoever won the battle, and that was it. You know, so, but, about the beefs, I don't really play around them too much. You know what I'm saying? I know people got to pull their whatever they got to pull to get record sales and keep your name relevant. I know that. You know, so beefing, man, that's like maybe that 10 years ago or something like that. I don't know. Even I listened now, Drake. I did listen to the song "Charged Up." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, all right. And I guess I supposedly Meek Mill did a reply. I haven't even heard it yet. You know, I just seen it floating around on the social media. So we'll see. Anyway, I'm gonna switch it all the way up. Football season is definitely coming. Football season is coming. Can't wait. Excited for my Giants to do something. I don't know what they're gonna do, but they're gonna do something. Who's your team? Who you got? Who you got?
New England Patriots. I'm a Pats fan all day. Okay. The whole inflated football thing is just wrong on so many levels. But, I'm a Pats fan. Super Bowl champions, of course.
Okay, all I'm gonna say is listen, I'm not gonna even talk about Tom Brady because I never talk bad about Brady. Listen, I know Brady's a beast, but at the same time, too, is I'm gonna tell you right now, don't anger that man and let him win another Super Bowl, man. Come on, leave him alone, man. Leave that dude alone. Let him chill out. Whatever you gotta do, you know, if you need somebody, if you need to pay somebody to rub his feet, just leave him alone. Let him relax, man. Because you know, once you get him pissed off, then he starts just slinging and breaking his own records. How you break your own records? You breaking your own records, man. You know, so I'm like, dang. Breaking his own records again for no reason, man. You know, and the thing about it is he don't have to have the top notch, you know what I'm saying, receivers or even tailbacks or tight ends. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. But shout out to you guys and good luck on your seasons. I'm gonna say on that because I'm not charging them up. I'm sorry. I'm not charging them up, yo. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm not doing it. And then, you know, they got the Giants game coming down here against Tampa. We're going to see what Winston does, of course. You know, so we're going to see how that rocks. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Now, definitely got to flip it up again. Got to. Donald Trump.
Oh,
you know
God.
Donald Trump. Wait, hold on. You know Donald Trump is winning. You know he's winning, right, in the Republican side, right? You know that.
Yes, he is.
He's winning by like 5 or 6%. Right now, against Jeb Bush and whoever.
Yeah.
So that's just a little, you know, game that he's playing to let Hillary get up in there. And also, do you think the world is ready for a woman president? There you go. That's all.
Well, first of all, I mean, what Donald Trump is doing, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, his thoughts and ideas, but business-wise, I can't hate on him business-wise because he's always been very smart business-wise. So what he's doing is using, like, business strategy to pick up the vote. So anytime America loves outrageous stuff. So if you do something outrageous, then America fixates on it. You have to be outrageous to make it in America. And that's what he's doing.
Yes,
he knows that. And as far as Hillary's concerned, Hillary, like, they just don't like Hillary. I can't see her getting in the office. I do think America is ready for a woman president, just not Hillary, though. Maybe Oprah. I believe they would put Oprah in the office.
Okay. Big. Oh, listen, you want to bring big money. Oh, it's in the joint. Okay. So, Obama was saying, you know, he was like, listen, if I ran for another term, I'd win. You know what I'm saying? He just said that publicly on the CNN joint. He's like, you think that's true? You think, you know, they let Obama get in there another term? Or, you know,
I do, definitely, because as much as, you know, like certain groups in America say they don't like Obama, they're the ones that actually put him there because when it all boils down to it, it's the Electoral College that puts that president in office, even though we vote as people. So they're the ones that put him there. Obama is a Manchurian candidate. So, yes, they like Obama. No matter what it looks like, they actually like Obama. That's why he is the first African-American president. But I think he's done things since he's been in the office as far as, like, the United States, you know, offering health care, jobs, I mean, cut the deficit in half. He's done what he's supposed to do.
So this is my question to you, too. You know, I'm looking at the United States and, you know, he being a former, you know, military, I'm a vet and stuff like that, you know, and all that. So I'm trying to see where can I get another dual citizenship at? What would your suggestion be? I mean, I'm not trying to be a terrorist or nothing. I just in case, you know, we have the purge here, something happens, I can be like, you know what, I'm getting out of here for a little bit. You know, where would you suggest I go? I'm just, you know.
Canada.
What would you suggest to me? Canada?
Canada,
so you go
definitely.
Coast? You want me to go? I thought maybe do Australia or, you know, China, maybe?
Among the Aussies, I wouldn't suggest China. China is not, that's not good. Definitely wouldn't suggest
China. That's not
China,
good for me?
Nah. They're communists over there still, so, yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe,
you gotta do Canada or the Aussies. Aussies are cool.
Okay. No Brazil, no, like, exclusive like that, Jamaica, or just get out of here? Just.
Oh, I definitely would do Jamaica. I would live in Jamaica or Brazil, somewhere like that.
No,
you already
maybe,
know.
Maybe.
Good food.
What about Dubai or something like that? You know, maybe.
Oh,
no?
I definitely would live in Dubai. But
Dubai is
expensive, but Dubai, that's my dream place right there. That's where the elitist of the elite lives. So.
Okay, what about Orlando with Mickey Mouse? What about that? Is that a how about Big O?
Orlando, Florida?
Yeah.
I could do Florida. It just depends on how hot it gets. I've never been to Florida, so I'm not sure about how hot it is there, but I probably could do anything tropical I can do.
We're gonna try to bring you down here, you know. Once we get everything running, because I do got my office opened up, you know, just opened up about
definitely.
A week ago, so yeah, you know, we'll see. We'll see if you want to come play with Mickey Mouse or Goofy or something like that, you know. See
I'm
how
a big
you do.
Kid of her. That's what a big kid of her.
Just,
yeah.
You know, just trying to see. No. So let me ask you something on a serious note, too, also. You know, people seeing your pictures and, you know, especially on Facebook, like with the model. Listen, that the promotional picture that I use, your picture is powerful. Now, people looking at that and seeing you and wanting to follow your footsteps, what would be some of the things that you would suggest for them, you know, that they do and what are some of the things that you live by, you know what I'm saying, that helps you get throughout your day and make it and makes you stay focused and want to push others? Because to push others, it takes a lot to push others. It has to have something inside of you. And I just, you know, just trying to, you know, pick your brain and see what key things you live by. What's your, you know, not daily routine, but what's your normal, you know, your normal thing. You be like, you know what, I'm going to get up over here. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my meditation on and, now just give a little tidbit. What's going on, Miss Cat? You know, Queen Cat's mind. That's what I want
to
say.
All right, no doubt. Well, definitely, what I do is I love to pray. Like, I don't feel like you can live your life without praying, and I do meditate a lot. I'm actually like a very spiritual person, but for me to help me stay focused and to keep me on track along with prayer is just staying positive. It's like I think a lot of times people are the negative aspects of life, the things I don't have. Oh, I woke up this morning, I don't got this, I don't have that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't look at life like that. Like, when you wake up, you need to start out being thankful and just looking at all the things you do have, you know, because it can always be worse. That's my whole thing. It can always be worse, but it's not. And you just got to stay positive and surround yourself with positive people and people that have same ideas as you and people that want to do the same things as you. You can't thrive with negative people. Like, negativity, anybody negative, just stay away from me. And I'm always like that. Just stay positive, you know.
Right. Okay. Now, you know, once again, the devil's advocate side, you know, I got to say that. Now, what are some of Ms. Cat's pet peeves when it comes to dealing with business that people come at you? Like, if they... if they came at you with the whistle, like, hey, woo, shorty, hey, what's up, man? What's good? Can I, you know, can we do some business? I mean, what's your pet peeves? Like, give me. I know you're gonna bring up the current problem on me right now, but just give me three. Give me two. If you want to give me three, give me three. If you want to give me five, it's up to you. Go ahead.
All right. Business pet peeve is people wanting to do deals and wanting stuff for free in the music industry. I feel like if you're an artist, like if you're serious, then you know that things don't come for free. That people have budgets, people have contracts, and it's not just word of mouth. You have to have that paperwork, and you do what you say you're going to do, and that's just business for me. You know, like do what you say you're going to do, and people will respect you. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And then as far as business-wise, I really think that's the only thing that peeves me is, like, that and artists not taking their careers seriously because they don't understand that, you know, like, a lot of them, like, think either their manager's supposed to pay for it or they pay for it with their own money. No, that's not how it works.
Right.
You go out, you get sponsors, or your manager goes out and they get sponsors for you. That way you're not killing yourself as an artist. And then you have,
hold on,
like,
wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, I got to stop you there because, listen.
Okay.
Hold on. Listeners, I'm going to listen, man, I'm going to start charging you. I keep on saying this. I'm going to start charging you for these jewels. I'm going to start charging you. You know, that's okay. I got my digital awards coming up soon. Don't worry. Go ahead, Kat. I'm sorry. I have the digital awards. I got the Kat didn't know about digital awards yet, but go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Digital awards sounds awesome. What I would like to do is actually get you and my business partner in ATL, Mr. Mike Neely. He's an A&R for Wild House Entertainment, Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross, I'm sorry, the real Rick Ross music label, and Mr. Conrad DeMinci. He's former Bad Boy CEO. He helped create Making the Band and all that stuff. So I'm actually trying to get all you guys together and Artist 100 Cream, get all you guys together and do like a industry boss type thing in ATL. I figure ATL would be the a great spot for like all of us to get together and do something like something major as far as like music and awards and things like that. So just looking forward to that happening.
Yeah, okay, well, we're going to do that. Listen, y'all not supposed to listen to this part right here. It's supposed to be offline stuff, but since y'all want to listen right now, we're going to do that. We're going to definitely do that. So, is there anything else you want to throw out there real quick before we get off this call? You know, because I'm going to prep myself for this show tonight. Nothing Nice Radio. Nothing Nice Radio. VirtualDJRadio.com. Make sure y'all tune in. Is there anything else you want to say? You know what I'm saying? As far as booking or anything else or following your website or Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah.
Go ahead at this time.
As far as booking, anything you need business-wise, you can follow me at Truly Unconditional Peterson. That's my Instagram. Facebook is Kat Peterson. And my email for business, things like that, is miss80smoney@gmail.com. And also want to send a shout-out to Mike Neely over at the Grind Music Radio. 100 Cream, and Ms. Conrad DeVinci.
Yeah. That's what's up. So we appreciate your time. Ms. Queen Kat, Ms. Queen Kat Peterson, you know, that redondidu, boom, you know, Leo, that's what we did. Boom, redondidu real quick on that. And greatly appreciate everybody that's tuning in, man. Make sure you check her sites out. Make sure you follow her and everything like that. Shout out to BNC Music Group, LNL Films, MP3 Wax. Make sure you check out MP3Wax.com for the number one source. And much more, man. You know, just follow. Good Time Cigarello. Definitely Good Time Cigarello. This Cat, thank you very much. Cream.
Thank you.
Holla at me, man. You already know what it is. This is how we do, man. Your boy DJ, Nothing Nice. You already know we saying it like this, man. Stay committed, have communication, and be consistent in everything that you do, man. We're going to keep it moving, keep it grinding. And make sure y'all go for them Giants, man. I'm just saying.
Pass.
I'm just joking. I know.
Pass.
See, she's done it. Can't throw the pass. I knew she was going to do that. But it's all good, man. Football season's about to come, man. We're going to holler at y'all, man. We're going to be like this, man. Peace.
Later.